At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Thursday, February 23rd.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a jam-packed college basketball slate tonight with over 55 games across the board, and go to an early matchup here. One of the most heavily bet games of the night, 6:30 p.m. on Fox Sports 1 in the Big Ten between rivals Penn State and Ohio State. Currently, Ohio State is listed as a 2-point home favorite with a total of 142. Now, going into this matchup, Penn State is 16-11. They've won two straight games, and they just beat Minnesota 76-69, pushing as a 7-point home favorite. On the other hand, Ohio State, they've really struggled. They started off pretty good, but they've really been really struggling here as of late. They're just 11-16 on the year, and they've lost 8 straight games. They just got crushed by Purdue 82-55, didn't come close to covering as a 13-point road dog. Now, what have we seen across the board here? Kind of some sharp money here on Ohio State, believe it or not. Worst record, not playing very well yet. Ohio State opened as a very low 1.5-point home favorite, and now we've seen Ohio State get bet up to -2. So this is kind of an interesting opener because right off the bat, the opening line speaks volumes. This is a fishy, again, hashtag wrong team is favored. If Ohio State is just 11-16, why are they favored over Penn State, who's 16-11? Shouldn't this be the other way around? Shouldn't Penn State with the better record be favored here? Of course, you got to apply an adjustment to the line for home court advantage, but still. Why is 11-16 favored over 16-11? Public season, easy, obvious play here on the Nittany Lions. Currently, 65% of bets are taking Penn State in the points. However, as we mentioned, Lions moving further to Ohio State. Again, opening -1.5, now up to -2. We have seen Big Ten home favorites do very well straight up in conference play. They're 64-19, 77%. KenPom does have Ohio State winning the game by 2 points. You also get Ohio State home road splits. They are 8-5 at home this year. Penn State is just 2-7 on the road. So looking at the Buckeyes here on -130 on the money line, that's where I'll be going for this one. We also did see some under money show up here. Total open at around 144. It's now been bet down to 142. And a pretty good low bets, higher dollar bet split in favor of the under. It's 50-50, public split on the total, but 64% of the money is going under. And we have seen this total drop here. So, again, why is 11-16 favored over 16-11? Ohio State's really struggled here as of late, but they open a short favorite, they become more of a favorite. Looks like a fade the trendy dog play with some respected money going Ohio State tonight with the Buckeyes at 6:30 p.m. at home against Penn State on Fox Sports 1 in the Big Ten.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to go to a 9 o'clock game here in the Pac-12 between USC and Colorado. Currently, Colorado is listed as a 2.5-point home favorite with a total of 140.5. Going into this matchup, USC is 19-8. They've won two straight games, and they just beat Stanford 85-75, covering as a 6.5-point home favorite. On the flip side, Colorado, 15-13. They have lost two of their last three games, and they just fell to Arizona, 78-68, although they did, you know, kind of battle and cover that number as a 13-point road dog. So what have we seen across the market here? Again, similar to Ohio State, we're seeing a little bit of money here on the kind of fishy home favorite, where Colorado actually opened as low as a 1.5-point favorite. And we've seen Colorado now get bet up to -2.5 across the board. Some shops are even juiced up to the 2.5. We're looking like it may even go to 3 here. So the public is all over USC, obviously, who has the better record here. And again, when you're looking at just where the public is leaning here, anytime they're getting a trendy dog with a good record getting points, that's going to be a play that they will make typically on the dog, even though, you know, historically, you know, public will lean toward favorites just wanting to bet the better team. But if they see a team with a better record getting points, again, that's kind of an auto bet here for the public. So even though you're getting almost 2 out of 3 bets on USC, again, this line has moved toward Colorado, -1.5, up now to -2.5. So that signals some pro money backing the Buffs here at home. Really good bet split for Colorado. They're only getting 35% of bets, but 69% of the money. So a really good contrarian bet split, only a third of the bets, but two-thirds of the money. That tells me that the wagers here in Colorado, they might be contrarian, they might be unpopular with the public, but the bigger, sharper wagers here are going Buffs, causing that line move in their favor. KenPom does have Colorado winning by 3 points, 72-69. We have seen these Pac-12 home favorites do very well straight up in conference play, 55-13, 81%. And again, looking home road, Colorado is 11-2 at home this season, and USC is just 3-5 on the road. So again, why is USC, who's 19-8, a dog tonight? It looks too good to be true. Typically it is. I'm looking at Colorado here. On the money line, shop around, you can get Colorado around -145. February and the lead up to March Madness is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's sweats.
For Josh's sweats, I already gave away a couple of them. I am on Ohio State on the money line, -130, not going to mess around with Ohio State laying 2. You win by 1, you lose. You win by 2, you push. But to me, it really boils down to the fact that, hey, public's on Penn State, yet Ohio State, who's really struggled, has the worst record. They open a short favorite, they become more of a favorite here. So looks like a fade the trendy dog play in favor of the Buckeyes. So give me the Buckeyes, -130 on the money line. Then also mention Colorado, same sort of thing. If you like Ohio State, you probably like Colorado. Again, why is Colorado favored over a team that is 19-8 if they're just 15-13? We have seen the line move to Colorado despite the public on USC. So I will be going Colorado on the money line at -145. Got a couple more sweats for you. One more in college, then I got an NHL play. But my third NHL bet, or sorry, my third college basketball bet tonight, give me Stanford. I'm going Stanford here late night. Put on a pot of coffee if you're on the East Coast like me. This is an 11 o'clock game. Stanford at home against Washington State. I am on Stanford money line at -130. So a couple things to look out for this game, Stanford and Washington State. Washington State is 13-15. They've won 3 straight games, and they just edged Oregon 68-65, covering as a 1.5-point home favorite. Meanwhile, Stanford, they've lost 4 of their last 5, and they just fell to USC 85-75, failed to cover as a 6.5-point road dog in that one. So what have we seen across the market? Well, again, very similar to Colorado and, of course, to Ohio State. We opened Stanford a very short -1 favorite at home. We've seen them get bet up to -1.5. And I actually wrote the newsletter highlighting Stanford here. And when I went to bed, they were -1.5. I woke up this morning. Now they're -2 at some shops. So further movement here in favor of Stanford. You do have a couple good betting systems here. If you are a short home favorite, -5 or less with a line move in your favor in conference play, those teams are 160 and 126 ATS this year at 57%. You have seen these Pac-12 home favorites, just like with Colorado, 55-13, 81% straight up in conference play. KenPom does have Stanford winning the game by 1 point. So once again, I'm not going to mess around laying a 1.5 or a 2 now. Just give me the money line here to win the game at -130. Stanford does have an edge in the shooting department, so kind of going to bank on their shooting here offensively. Field goal percentage of 45% versus 42% for Washington State. Then also home road. Stanford's 8-5 at home, not the greatest home record here, but Washington State is 1-8 on the road, 1-8. They lost 8 of 9 on the road. I'm hoping that trend continues here with my play here, taking Stanford on the money line at -130. My final sweat here for Josh's sweats, let's go to the NHL. Caught my eye here with one game on the Boston Bruins. The Bruins here, I'll be taking them on the money line at the Seattle Kraken, so do not release the Kraken. Leave the Kraken out to sea, but give me the Bruins at -175. A couple reasons to like the Bees right off the bat. They are in a line move and betting system play here. Again, when I'm betting hockey, I'm really not looking at percentages. They're real. They're legit. They're, you know, 100% real. But because hockey is a lower bet sport, there really isn't enough public to bet against. So percentages, you might see a team getting 80% of bets. And as a contrarian, I'm like, ooh, that's not good. I want to bet against them, right? But actually in hockey, since it's a low bet sport, that might be not just public 80%, but more of respected bettors who actually know the league and are betting on it. So as a result, I look more toward line moves driven by respected bettors and betting systems, looking at situational angles that have proven to be successful regardless of which teams you plug into the system. So long story short, give me the Bruins at minus 175. The Bruins open as low as minus 160, minus 165. They're now up to minus 175. So line move in favor of Boston. Right off the bat, the Bruins are in a pretty good rested spot. It's not a rest advantage because both teams last played on the 20th. But historically, when you see a favorite that's rested, so this is 3 days between games. If you are a favorite of 3 days or more between games, kind of a well-rested road fave system match, those teams are pretty good. They're around 66% over the last 3 or 4 years here. So Bruins will be rested, ready to go. They would match a sweet spot big favorite. If you are a favorite between minus 175 and minus 225, you're 150 and 61 this year, 71% with a 7% ROI. If you also look at a road favorite off a win, so the Bruins have won, I believe, four straight now, 116 and 72, 62% with a 4% ROI over the last 3 years. So that's been a decent spot as well. And then a road fave sweet spot. If you are a road fave between minus 150, minus 200, 67 and 34, 66% with a 5% ROI. So quite a few system matches here on the Bruins. Rested system match. Also, you look at offense, slightly better offense here, 3.8 goals a game versus 3.5 for the Bees. Also defensively, a full goal better defensively than Seattle. Bruins are giving up 2.1 goals a game versus 3.1 for Seattle. Bruins in the spot, 36-8 as a favorite, 19-6-2 on the road. So they've been great on the road, and when they're expected to win, they typically do. Special teams, Bruins are clipping, cashing at a 24% clip on the power play versus 20% for Seattle, and also better penalty kill, 87% versus 73%. And then I'm a Bruins guy. I read the Boston Globe every morning, and I track all my Boston sports teams. But I was reading an article about Brad Marchand talking about how it's kind of a revenge angle for the Bruins against the Kraken here, because on January 12th, the Bruins lost 3-0 to Seattle. It was kind of the one game this year. And again, the Bruins have only lost 8 games. They're on a historic pace here to maybe have the greatest regular season ever in the history of hockey to beat the Canadiens. But Marchand and the team, they're talking about, like, you know, when you're doing so well, you know, there are things that, you know, still get you pumped, still get you excited, get you going. And this is a revenge angle with the Bruins losing 3-0 at home back on January 12th. So I think there's going to be a little extra added bonus here to play well for the Bees and beat a team that, again, one of the few losses the Bruins have had all year, getting blanked back in January by the Kraken in Boston, trying to repay the favor here tonight in Seattle. So a little supplementary thing, but I'm going Bruins on the money line at minus 175. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Thursday, February 23rd. But reminder, we have so much great content, insight, information, analysis to offer at VSiN. Easiest way to get more VSiN in your life is sign up for the VSiN newsletter. Go to VSiN.com/newsletter, plug in your email. Then once you do, you hit submit. Then every morning you'll wake up to great sports betting content, letting you know what's going on that particular day in the sports betting world, and in particular at VSiN. You can also become a member at VSiN, only $10, $9.99 for a first full month of service. Get all the best bets sent to your email multiple times throughout the day, letting you know what all the guests and hosts at VSiN are on. You also get a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all those great DraftKings percentages, letting you know where the bets and dollars are for every game, as well as all of the articles beyond the paywall. So give it a shot, VSiN.com/subscribe. Or at least do this. At least follow us on Twitter, at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Thirsty Thursday. I thought March Madness was in the air. Then I woke up today in Boston. We have 6 inches of snow. So I'm ready for spring. No more snow here. But at least we're snowed in tonight. We got a bunch of great sweats here to sweat here for tonight. So enjoy the games, everyone. Have a great Thirsty Thursday. Check out the Market Insights pod later today around 3 o'clock. I have some more bets for you on my second pod of the day. Again, this is the appetizer. Got the main course around 3 o'clock with the Market Insights pod. But enjoy. Enjoy the sweats. Have a fantastic Thursday. Good luck, everyone. And as the wise man of Easton likes to say, hopefully you can cash some tickets tonight, because that's what it's all about. Good luck, everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.